Good morning and welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. Thank you for joining us. It's Wednesday, April the 16th, and it's in the year of our Lord, 2014. Our hearts are filled with joy. At least I trust that you're filled with joy today. We had the chance of just coming through the last 2 days of celebrating Jesus Christ, who is our Lord. And in so doing, he is our Passover lamb. So we've just completed 2 days of celebrating the Passover with, celebration. It was wonderful. Well, today our theme is God Helps Our Unbelief. And we have quite a few, we have a few praise reports. I know I do. I hope you do too. And we have some prayer targets that the Lord has identified for us and laid on our hearts. But before we do that, I would love to just enter into his courts with praise and with thanksgiving immediately. There's so much to thank him for, so much to praise him for that it cannot be understated or underestimated. It's just awesome who he is, and our day-to-day real-life experience with him walking alongside of us, guiding us, keeping us, showing us what is, what was, and what is to come. So it's just great to come before him. So thank you for joining us. And please know that you're most welcome. Father in heaven, we thank you today. We wake up with praise in our hearts, a song on our lips. And we also have experienced and are experiencing joy even now. Joy because you're causing us to bear fruit. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Now, Father, we come before you humbly, coming into your grand presence, your grand courts, coming before your excellency. You're sitting on your throne, and we are bowing low with respect and with awe, a wholesome dread of your greatness, your righteousness, your holiness. Today, Father, even as we seek entrance, and you have welcomed us, and you've opened your gates and the doors wide to receive us, we ask you to forgive us for our unrighteousness, for our self-containment and pride, and all of the things that presents a barrier from us being as close as possible to you. So this morning, we ask you to bring us by that altar where, from which the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, was made. He went to the cross for us, and you've reserved continual forgiveness for us. You said it in your word, that if we are faithful and if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us. We ask for the cleansing, Lord. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Purge us. Make us clean. Impart to us the righteousness of your Son, Jesus Christ. We are unable to attain that on our own without your help, without his help. So we ask for help today. We are a needy people. We ask you to forgive us. We ask you to cleanse us. And we thank you. And we receive your word and your promises because they are yea and amen. We thank you today for renewing and restoring us and restoring the relationship that we have with you. Therefore, nothing stands between us, and we can commune with joy, knowing that you're attentive, your ears are attentive to our intercessions and prayer requests. Thank you for all of those that are on with us live and those that will be streaming or are streaming our prayer cast even now. Bless them in a mighty, mighty way. Cause them to sense your presence and the joy that you've imparted and the peace that you've given that passes all understanding. Cause them to sense and receive and embrace it with belief. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Once again, good morning to you. It's Tuesday, April 16th. We thank you for joining us. Well, I'm glad to be back. So I thank God for that. That's a praise report. I was not ill or anything like that. I was just extremely focused and busy with preparing for Passover and for getting all of the things in line and all of that. And I couldn't, it appeared that there wasn't enough time in the day. But I do thank God for Christine LeMay, who sat in for us and in my place. And we thank God and we thank you for continuing to be faithful all the way through that. So we have a praise report, and the praise report is that the Passover celebrations, and we set aside 2 days to do that. That was on Monday evening where we joined the Bethel Church Ministries International, where Dr. Gloria Harris is the senior pastor and overseer. And we celebrated then at their house of worship, so to speak, on Monday evening. And it was a great gathering, and we thank God for his presence there. He met us, and we are beginning to not only believe that God has his hand on us as a people, but that we are also special to him as a people. Then on last night, we celebrated at our house of worship, our facility, and we thank God for all of those who thought it not robbery to come and spend their time together with us at the table, so to speak. And so we had a good time of learning and coming into this fullness. There's a fullness. Speaking of fullness, a good example that comes to heart right this moment is as I look out my window, we're just coming out of the winter season. We're in spring, officially, even though we saw snow last night, just very light sleeting in snow last night, nothing that stuck around. And it got a little bit windy and chilly. But when I look at the trees, I see the trees are recovering from the depths of winter, and the trees are in spring, and they're budding. They have buds on them. The leaves aren't quite out yet, but those trees that are timed for this time of the year are showing, most all of them are budding, but some are already in bloom, the cherry blossoms and the magnolias and trees like that are in full glory. But here's the point. The point is that with the celebration of Passover, the coming into the understanding of Christ as our Passover lamb and the fact that we're to celebrate him with the Passover perpetually, meaning every year, throughout our generations, throughout all eternity, it will be celebrated. We will be celebrating Passover. Well, we're still in the bud stage. The bud stage of understanding, coming into the fullness of that. So that is why I'm making a point to thank God for what he has done for us. Our eyes are beginning to see and to see through. And so we thank God. So one of our prayer targets today is that the people of God would, the eyes would be open so that we all may see better what God has planned and begin to enter in full belief and trust of His grace and His mercy. So that's one praise report. And the second for me is the Cornish family. It's a Jewish family that we just met within the last month or so, or a little more than that. And when they heard that we were aiming at celebrating the Passover, guess what they did? They decided that they were going to fix for us, prepare for us one of the components of what a normal Passover meal called a Seder. Seder means order. It's an ordered meal. They were going to prepare one of the components for us. And so the grandmother, an 83-year-old wonderful lady who has done this all her life, she prepared the matzo balls and soup for us. And it was delish, absolutely delish. We really enjoyed it, and so we're so grateful to her. Another outstanding feature was that they loaned to us their main Seder plate that they have used for almost 40 years consecutively. And we had that at our head table on last night. This is a family that does not know the Lord, so we're going to pray for them today. We're going to enter into intercession over time that they would come to know the Christ that we know. Amen? All right, so let me read the scripture that God has set aside for us today, and it comes from Mark chapter 24, I believe, verse... Let's see, what verse is there? Yeah, I'm sorry, Mark 9, verse 24. And for context purposes, we would read 22, 23, and 24. And this is a story of a man who heard of Jesus, and he brought his son, because the son was demon-possessed. And so here's the historic narrative of what occurred. Verse 22nd. And it has often thrown him both into the fire and into water, intending to kill him. But if you can do anything, do have pity on us and help us. The man was pleading for help for himself and his son. And Jesus said, you say to me, if you can do anything, why, all things can be, are possible to him who believes. At once the father of the boy gave an eager, piercing, inarticulate cry with tears. And he said, Lord, I believe. Help my weakness of faith. Oh, that's humility. He humbled himself and said, Lord, I believe, but I need strength for my faith. That's why today our target, our focus is God helps our unbelief. He does. And so you and I can always use some help there, I'm sure. We have faith, of course, and we put faith and trust and do endeavor to exercise faith. But faith is accompanied and followed closely on faith's heels is unbelief. Yes, unbelief. So your lines are open, and if you have a praise report or a prayer request, now would be a good time to share that with us, even as we approach our prayer targets. And so I want to give you the opportunity to voice your prayer request or share your praise report. So your line is open and ready. While you're considering what that might be, let us pray for the Harbor House. The Harbor House is a facility where inmates ex-offenders, inmates who are still under the control of the Department of Corrections, where they're released to reside, even as they look forward to the near future of being completely released from prison. So it's still a form of prison, except that they're not in a prison cell. They're in kind of a home. So we deal with an organization like that that does that, called the Harper House. And just in the last couple of days or so, the officials who run that facility have decided that they will not allow, certainly at this time, the residents to attend services, which they did every Sunday at, in our house, in our midst, in our assembly, or come out and do community service, which they did in conjunction with us in the community. So that has been stopped. We're believing God, excuse me, that that will resume, and resume soon, because the men are being helped by being around the people of God and being sitting under the word and the teaching that comes forth. So let us pray for the Harbor House right now and the leaders there, that they will return to a level of comfort where they feel that they can give permission to these men to leave the premises at certain times. Father, we thank you today that our belief is being strengthened even now. You're strengthening our belief even as we recall your word and your promises. And you said if we ask anything, if two or more ask anything, because there's such power in agreement, that in the earth that it will be done. Today, along with our prayer team, every member of our team is focused on bringing in your promises, dear Father, and we consider these men belonging to you. And we pray, O God, that even now, that this facility would be transformed by your power in the name of Jesus, that every weapon that the enemy has formed in order to disrupt the work that you're doing in the lives of individuals, that the Harbor House would go on and continue to be a place and a base station for your people, these men, to be transformed, to come into contact with people that are believers, so that they can be strengthened, so that they can learn how to walk by observation. They can sense and feel your spirit. They can know your joy and your peace, even as they look forward to returning to community. So, Father, we pray right now for Mr. Oliver and Ms. Conforti and all of the people that have to do with this particular set of policies and regulations, that you would give them the wisdom, give them the knowledge and the confidence to step out and have compassion on these men, even as you work by your Spirit in their lives. We thank you for hearing and answering our prayer concerning these men. Raise them up just so that the enemy is made ashamed and you are glorified as God, the only wise God. So we thank you today for hearing our prayer. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, your line is open, and I would like to hear from you. We want to pray as well for marriages. There are marriages that we are aware of right now, and we've prayed for marriages many, many times. We want to do that this morning. And there's a family that we will mention specifically. and it's the Cunningham family. And that marriage is in stress and crisis, and we want to pray for them. However, I still want to give you the opportunity to give a praise report. Now, may I say this? If you have a need, put on the switch, or let me put it this way, cut off the switch that says private, and that you can bear it all alone. God honors the power of agreement. An agreement is two or three. It's never one. Ever. It's two or three. Try your best not to allow the Holy Spirit to keep you. I'm sorry. Try your best not to let the adversary keep you contained and isolated. Allow the Holy Spirit to bring you out into the light. Bring your situation into the light so that God's light will shine on it. And you will then see how God moves, because He will move. Because His Word said, where two or three are gathered in My name, I'm in the midst of blessing. We are a gathering right now that's open for blessing. He also said, if two would agree as touching anything in the earth, you'll be able to say to the mountain, be cast into the sea. You'll be able to talk to the mountain, and the mountain moves. So that is why we have this opportunity. So voice your prayer request, and God will touch your particular situation. It may be sensitive to you, and you may not have to go into all of the details of it, but do give life to the victory by speaking what God would like to do for you. The man said, touch my unbelief, help my unbelief. That's what he said. And his son, if you read the record, was healed. So you can actually intercede on someone else's behalf. It may not be your situation, but just allow God, allow the light of heaven to enter. The enemy hates light, and heaven is light. It loves light. So we thank God. Okay, let us pray for the Cunningham family. Their marriage is under stress, and I was asked, or we were asked, to pray for them. Father, we lift up the institution of marriage, which is under attack from all angles. But we know that You created it. You're the master craftsman. You created marriage. It was not our idea. And so an idea such as that, You called it good because You did it. Now, Father, we pray, Lord, for the Cunningham family that are in distress. Even now, separation is occurring. Division is occurring. Breakup is occurring. But we know that You're God of unity. You're God of togetherness. You're God that heals that which is broken. So this morning, we send Your word to heal this family, heal their relationship. Let them experience Your love, Lord. Real love, real caring, real compassion, grace and mercy. Help them to embrace that. Help them to come away from pride and embrace humility. Help them to come away from rebellion and embrace obedience and sacrifice. We thank You right now for the healing that comes you would bring them back together in peace. It would be a great testimony as they seek to walk after you in unity. So wipe away the tears. Calm the spirit. Heal the heart. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this family and that they will become pillars in your house, your great house. They will be pillars in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Even now also, Father, we pray for the Cornish family, who are such wonderful people that you made, you created, your God, over them. But they, right now, are not in the kind of relationship with you through your Son that you have provided for and desired for them. We ask right now on their behalf that even as your great light moves and turns, that it shines upon them, it illuminates them, and the blood of Jesus flows towards them as they humble themselves, asking you. And we pray, Father, that wherever we can be used, that we are used on behalf of this family who has so graciously extended themselves to us. And we know that this is by your Spirit.
Yes.
And we pray today, Lord, not just for them. We pray for the people of God. Father, people that you've redeemed already at this point in time, but they still do not understand your fullness through Christ, and that he is our Passover lamb, and that we are to celebrate him perpetually, on and on, every year. Help us in the journey to light as we move forward, that we begin to see and know that this celebration is not to be resisted. It's to be accepted as a gift. And you want us to remember it all the days of our lives, now and in eternity. So thank you for your patience in waiting for us, for our eyes to open so we could see and see through. Now we pray for the entire body of Christ in the earth, that with one and one unified stand come in to the knowledge and power that you have provided for us through the celebration of the Passover, through the observance of the great thing you've done by providing the Paschal Lamb, Jesus Christ, who is our Passover. So for thank you for all of those that have joined us this year as well as in the past. Bless them. Let them see the blessing even now, that it begins now. We don't have to wait until the future, that you're willing to bless now. And we thank you for the fulfillment of your word. Thank you for delivering us from the lie, causing us to stand in faith and in truth. Bless the churches that joined us for our celebrations, and we with them, Faith Christian Center, Bethel Church Ministries, and others who joined us and celebrated your great name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord. His great name is raised forever. Always was, always is. He is the beginning and the end.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The Alpha and the Omega. Praise the name of the Lord. And we thank him because he wants us to prosper.
Yes.
He wants us to have more than enough. But that requires us to enter in boldly, in faith, voluntarily. So the man received healing for his son, deliverance. You read the story there in Mark chapter 9 and verse 24. You see. But first he humbled himself and he asked God to help his unbelief. And that's what really the opposite of faith is. Unbelief. That's what it is. Sometimes we refer to it as doubt. Same thing. It's unbelief. We choose not to believe. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Oh,
glory.
Hallelujah. I love you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Father.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise to me.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
You are worthy.
Yes. He's more than worthy. Hallelujah.
You alone are worthy of all honor.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You.
Yes.
For being such an awesome God. We thank you.
Yes,
our,
he's totally
you
awesome.
You are our one
thank
and
you.
Only God. We thank you.
Yes, he's given us victory.
For all that you
we
are
have.
To us, Lord. Oh, you're so worthy. We
thank
praise you for
thank
the peace and the joy. That we
yes.
find in serving you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And promise us that the joy of your Lord, of our Lord,
yes.
is our strength.
Thank you, Lord.
Give us the joy to serve you, Lord, that would strengthen us day by day.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Keep us, Lord.
You,
keep our heart and our mind on you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, thank you. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory
thank
to
you,
God.
Thank you. We thank you.
Thank you, Father.
We
yes.
thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for this time, Lord, that you have
yes.
chosen us
yes.
to be your
yes.
people.
Yes. Yes.
And we come before
what
you this morning.
What a wonderful time. Season.
Calling
Rachel.
On your name, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Yes,
oh
God.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
The highest praise today, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Help us today. Help us, Lord. Help us.
Yes, Father. Give us a song in our heart, Lord.
Help us.
Give us
the
desire to want to serve you in spirit and in truth.
Oh. Hallelujah.
Give us the desire to live righteous, Lord.
You've given us a desire. Help us.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
thank
hallelujah.
You,
thank you for your many blessings unto us, Lord. Because we are blessed,
yeah.
Lord. We are blessed in your name.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. For you, Lord.
Thank you for the victory. You've given us the victory.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name. Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your anointing, Lord. Because the anointing that makes the difference. We thank you.
Yes. Yes.
We thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to your name.
Thank you. Thank you,
Father. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the peace and the joy.
Yes, yes,
that could only come from you, Lord. That could only come from you.
Yes, Lord.
No matter what the adversary put in our way, we know that you are always with us.
Yes,
Lord. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Knowing that you are always with us.
Yes.
And we do not have to worry. We do not have to stress.
Praise the name.
Because we know that you are working all things together for all good. And for that, we thank you, Lord. We truly thank you, Lord. That we can stand firm.
Yes.
Knowing that you are in control.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your presence, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, because he is good.
Yes, Jesus.
He is good all the time.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Even in a bad day, he is good.
Praise.
Because all good things come from him.
Yes.
And I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
My soul say yes.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He said it is well, it is well, it is well. He said it is well.
Hallelujah.
He said, I'm pleased, I'm pleased. It is well.
Yes.
It is well.
Thank you,
Lord. Well. He said it is well.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
thank you, Lord.
The Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you. It is well. It is well. It is well. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
It is well with my soul. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Oh, glory to you, dear. Thank you for the peace, Lord. Thank you for the peace. That's what you want to understand, man.
Yes.
Knowing that
thank
it
you,
is
Jesus.
Well.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We want to pray for a brother who was present with us on last evening. His name is Charles Smith. We promised that we would pray for him and his family. God is healing their wounds that have been received over the years. And he's a wonderful brother that loves the Lord, real strong, faithful brother. And we want to pray for him right now. Pray for his family, his children, and his grandchildren. He just received the seventh grandchild just a couple of days ago, about 3 days or so. And so we want to pray for the well-being of that child and the parents and the parents, and that they would be healed, the entire family, from their circumstantial and life wounds that has occurred over the years. Father, we thank you for Charles, and thank you, Lord, for raising him up, for saving him. And we thank you for the honor of knowing him and having him as our brother. He's a great man, full of character and integrity. We thank you for him. And you know his needs as the patriarch of his family. And he wants to see his family prosper in every way, every single way. So we pray right now that you would move upon that family, breathe new life into that family right now, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
That each and every one of them will find, they will come to you, they will get to know you personally, and so that your peace would reign in them and among them, that they would enter in to the promised land that you provided for them. So we thank you, Lord, for Charles, for his heart that you've given to him. In the name of Jesus, keep the newborn. Keep the newborn. Preserve that child. Yes, surround that child with your presence, and the parent with your presence, so that they will look upward and call upon you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
So thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank
Praise
you for
the name
so.
Of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We thank
Hallelujah.
You in advance, Lord, for the blessings that you would pour out on that family.
Yes. Continue
we
to
thank
prosper.
Thank you, Lord, for doing it.
In Jesus'
thank
name.
Thank you, Lord, for meeting their
Jesus
every need.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, covering them with your blood.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, for the peace place over them.
Thank you, Lord.
For giving Charles his strength, Lord. Continue giving him strength, Lord.
Hallelujah.
God, for him to you, Jesus.
Once again, thank you for joining us on Global Time. Christ Jesus. Thank you for your faithfulness, and may God richly bless you today. I do want to leave a benediction in our hearing.
Hallelujah.
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11, part B. Hallelujah. And it reads thus, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. I trust
Amen.
You would have a blessed day today. Walk in victory.
Our wonderful day, everyone.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise his name.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Mm. Oh.